Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A settlement has been reported in a lawsuit filed against Oneida County for a hostile work environment. The Northwoods River News is reporting Tracy Congleton came to a settlement with the county last week. The suit was filed in 2016 by Congleton and Rita Johnson, who named several county personnel, including Sheriff Grady Hartman and Human Resources Director Lisa Charbonneau. In October, a federal judge dismissed all but one of the claims. The sole remaining issue was a hostile workforce allegation made by Congleton. Congleton's attorney said a monetary settlement had been reached on the final point. A recent grant award is going to help protect Eagle River police officers. Police Chief Mark Vanderblumen says thanks to a $1,900 grant from Wisconsin Public Service Foundation, they'll be getting the next grade up in body armor for officers.
All of our officers wear soft body armor on a daily basis, but we did not have the capability or we did not have the equipment for higher threat level ballistic armor, such as for rifles and that type of situation. So that stuff is expensive, and so what we did is we started looking for grant opportunities.
The grant enabled the purchase of higher level protection, says Vanderblumen.
The $1,900 grant gave us the ability to purchase additional steel plate ballistic armor for all of our officers, so 6 additional pieces of armor that our officers can wear during high-risk situations. And they're designed that they can actually go over the top of their already soft body armor that they have. So, like I said, it's just they're capable of stopping much higher velocity rounds.
Chief Vanderblumen says the threats are escalating.
The face of law enforcement is changing. The threats that we are encountering on a daily basis are continually escalating. We work in an area where high caliber rifles are very common for hunting purposes, things like that. So the chances of a firearm like that being used are there. We just want to make sure that our officers have the necessary equipment at their disposal to be able to go out and do their job and do it safely.
Eagle River Police support the Vilas County Sheriff's Office as part of their special response team and also provide backup on other calls within the county. Their budget is tight, and the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest officials want to hear from the public what they consider to be the most favorite recreational pursuits on the forest. They're hosting 2 open houses in the region next week to hear about it. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin outlines what they're hoping to hear from the public.
So the forest is looking to hear what recreation sites the public really enjoys, and why. We really want to understand why they like that place. Is it because it's nearby a stream? Is it because it's nearby the trails? Why do they like coming to the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest?
And she says as budgets tighten, priorities need to be placed on the most popular recreational opportunities.
We can no longer keep everything that we have. We just have so much. There's a huge backlog of maintenance. And we can't afford to keep everything that we have as we have in the past. We've had closing since 2015, and now it's really time to say, okay, where are our priorities going to be? And we want that public input to tell us or help us understand, how they use the forest and why they use the forest.
Markin says the most direct way to give feedback is on the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest website. The 2 open houses will be Tuesday evening in the region. 1 open house is from 5 until 7 at the Crandon City Hall in Crandon. And the same night and time, an open house is being held at North Central Technical College in Phillips. And the first snow of the season is also a reminder to pet owners that the cold weather affects our pets too.
People who have pets should remember that if it's too cold outside for them, it is probably too cold outside for their pet. Just because pets have fur does not mean that they don't get cold. Animals are just as susceptible to frostbite and hypothermia as we are.
That's Oneida County Humane Society Assistant Director Karen Norling. She has other tips that you can do to keep your animals from the effects of the cold.
First of all, keeping your animals indoors, or if it's not a pet that can live indoors, or if it's like a farm animal, make sure they have plenty of shelter and a good amount of straw to keep them insulated and nice and cozy warm, and plenty of food and water just to help them keep their heat up. Sometimes even the animals even need more food in the winter just to help keep their body temperature up.
Norling says they often see cats who are outdoors too long in the cold and have frostbitten ears or their paw pads freeze up. She says make sure your pet doesn't fall through the ice this winter as they can quickly become a victim of hypothermia. The weather forecast for tonight, look for cloudy, low near 29. Friday, mostly cloudy, high near 37. Friday night, again, snow, about 2 inches. Then Saturday, rain likely again, warming up on Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR with Craig. I'm Ken Kroll.